Hello and welcome to the podcast. It's Duncan here.
And it's Ruby.
And we are doing lesser known unreal animals, where every week we roll the dice to come up with a story that neither you or I have ever heard. And it involves an animal that you've never heard either. Today's we're talking about the steagle. Do you know about a steagle?
No.
Really? You've never heard about a steagle?
Nope.
Do you know what an eagle is?
Yes.
Well, tell me about an eagle.
Well, an eagle is a bird, a very big and fast one too.
Okay, what else do you know about an eagle?
I know that it has brown feathers.
Sometimes.
And that's all I know.
Do you know we've got the biggest eagle here in Australia?
The bald eagle?
No, that's the American eagle. We've got the wedge-tail eagle here. You're thinking about it because you know that steagles are located in Phoenix, which is where you were born. Are you ready to learn about a steagle?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, first of all, we've got to roll the dice. So I'm going to shake them up. Ready?
Let your imagination roll wild!
All right, here we go. So we have C's. We've got a ladder. We've got a backpack. We've got gears. We've got a cranky face. We've got a laser gun. We've got glasses. What do you reckon that is?
I reckon that's a castle.
Okay. And we've got, what's that?
That looks like a Viking's helmet.
Okay. All right. So let me tell you about a steagle. So a steagle is a winged creature that has green fur and oftentimes is found in very remote parts of Phoenix, okay? Which means to actually see a steagle, you're going to have to go up high into the mountains with a backpack to locate a steagle. Green fur looks like an eagle, but it's a green eagle. It's a steagle. So, a couple of hikers were out for a walk with their backpacks in Arizona. What happened next, Ruby?
Well, then they tripped upon a ladder and fell into the ocean.
What? They're in Arizona. There's no ocean for miles. I think they fell into a river. Is that okay?
Yeah.
All right, so they tripped on a ladder and they fell into a river while they were on a walk. What happens?
Next, they find these gears, and these gears lead a path to where the steagles live.
Right, so as they climb out of the river, they spot these gears in the wall, and they walk over to them, and they touch them, and they start to turn, revealing
a castle.
Underground, an underground secret magical castle, which is, of course, where steagles live.
Uh-huh. And some people don't know this, but the alpha steagle wears a Viking's hat.
Of course he does. I mean, that's normal for a steagle to wear a Viking hat, but the alpha has a very fancy Viking hat. What's on the Viking hat?
Well, it has one blue horn and one red horn, like majestic. Water and fire.
Of course. That's what the colours stand for. Yes, blue and red. Yes, water and fire. Okay. What else about the Viking helmet?
Well, that it's very hard and nothing. And when I say nothing, I mean nothing can break it.
Unicorn horn?
Nope.
Big hammer?
Nope.
Sneeze?
Nope.
Okay, all right. So nothing can penetrate the unicorn horn. Can you tell me a little bit about this special magical underground castle? Because we just said that it was obviously an underground castle, but what does it look like?
Well, it has a giant pair of glasses.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You sure it's not an optometrist place?
No, it's got a giant pair of glasses on the tower, and it's like, and it's very tall.
Right. Okay, which of course for steagles is what they use to see, because steagles typically with the purple fur are very short-sighted, so they use the giant glasses to see who's coming.
Uh-huh. And you don't know this, but it
Nobody knows this. That's why we're telling the story.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, what else do I... What do I need to know?
Well, you need to know that this castle, it has these, like, pointy things at the top. And these pointy things are a bit like the helmet.
Steeples? Well, they're horns.
No, no. Like the Viking's helmet, it can't be broken, but one thing can break it.
What can break it?
The Alpha Steagle.
The Alpha Steagle can snap the steeples on the castle.
Yep, but nothing else.
So that means that the Steagle has some of the strongest talons in the universe.
Uh-huh.
Right, what else do I need to know about a Steagle?
Well, there's not really anything much, but can we continue with the story?
Go for it.
Well, when the adventurer went when the adventurers went into the castle, they saw two guards standing there with long faces, and they asked, "Can we come in?" They said, "No." They asked, "Can we come in?" They said, "No." And then they said, "Can we come in?" And they said, "No!" And got very angry.
Oh, yeah, of course. Guards are like that sometimes. Especially when you're guarding a special underground magical castle.
And then the guards have one little weakness, but that's all. And they reach into their backpack and pull out a laser. They shoot the laser around, and the guards try and catch it like cats.
This is the same situation that we had with, what was that, crocobats?
No, I think that was cat snakes.
Really? Okay, so they shoot the lasers, and that distracts the guards as well.
Mm-hmm.
Man, this is an important lesson, that when you're out and about, you should really have a laser gun with you.
Yeah, huh?
Because it seems to distract a lot of these lesser-known unreal animals.
Yes, it does.
Okay, so the guards are now distracted. What happens next?
They leave it on party mode and try and catch all the lights. And then they sneak in to the castle and see the Steagle, or the sea, however you pronounce it.
Steagle. They Steagle. See the Steagle, yeah.
The Steagle.
And then what happens?
And then they tiptoe over here and tiptoe over there, and they touch the Viking's helmet. And both of them hold it for 5 seconds, and then they freeze into everlasting ice that can never be broken.
So if you touch an Alpha Steagle's helmet, you're telling me you will turn instantly into ice for eternity?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a really important lesson. If you're ever out and about and you come across a purple-haired eagle wearing a Viking helmet, do not hold on to that helmet for 5 seconds or you will freeze for eternity.
Mm-hmm.
Whew. Ruby, that was a pretty powerful story. Thanks for telling it. Did you know that about a Steagle?
No.
Neither did I. Neither did you. And that was Lesser Known Unreal Animals with Duncan.
And Ruby.
See you next week.